I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thursday was the day game against Arizona. Mm-hmm. Now, was that rock
bottom? I'll recall, 10-4. They were up by 6 runs in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
And lost.
It was the 10-4 game. Now, they lost 3 in a row to San Fran. I think they were all one-run games. Were they all one-run games? I know we blew the lead in the
first two were, I think the last one was.
Yeah, all 3 of them, right, Bob? Five straight losses, all one-run games.
Crazy.
So, like, I've never seen more phone calls to this radio station about the Braves, and rightfully so. I mean, that homestand was a disaster, and then it ended in a fashion. So I don't even call rock bottom getting swept by San Francisco. I mean, the Giants are a pretty good team. You're playing out on the road there. You were in those games, but I've never seen anything like it. Now, last night, Chris Sale takes the mound, and, you know, law of averages. You have Ronald Acuna in your lineup. You have Matt Olson in your lineup. You have Austin Riley and Ozzy Albies in your lineup. You're going to, at some point, have an offensive explosion like you did 5 days earlier, which was the final game of the homestand. You had a 10-run game. Then last night you had a 7-run game, mm-hmm. right?
That's right.
So that's going to happen. It's not going to happen regularly. It's going to happen. So at a point, they're going to win a game. So Chris Sale ended the losing streak. And now instead of 10 games under 500, you're 9 games under 500. How different is this summer if we don't get back in the mix? And can you deal with a summer and having a bad baseball team? I mean, when I say deal with it, it's like, okay, the anger, you know, I mean, I guess you're going to scream about SNIT and double A and, you know, you're going to lament, how did we end up here? But at the end of the day, it's summertime in Atlanta and, you know, what you do is turn on the TV, it's 7:15 and you watch your baseball team. And a lot of cities don't have what we've had. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be angry or upset. But the Braves, you know the names on the uniform. And now you may be thinking about how great a rookie year can Drake Baldwin have? When does Spencer Strider show his velo that he showed, or does it come back at all? Can Chris Sale match the season he had a year earlier? What guy do we need to think about moving in the offseason? Is this the last month of Brian Snicker's managerial career? I mean, those will all be conversations and things, but we will not be talking about getting in the playoffs and beating out the Phillies and the Mets and the Dodgers and the Cubs any of those teams that are having great runs. Now, I'm not telling you that's – odds are that's closer to this summer than not, right? Mm-hmm. Odds are that's what's going to be happening. So, I don't know. It's a new thing for us, right? It's a new thing for Atlanta to deal with.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.